Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 180. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, Nate and Sean? Sean and Nate.
Weird little night.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to make it work.
How are we doing this tonight here, guys? This is different, isn't it?
Everybody will notice that you sound slightly different, and it's because you do sound different.
Yeah.
We are Zooming this episode.
Yeah.
Does that mean we're going faster?
Yeah, we're zooming.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. We got the zoomies.
So, yeah, due to a
couple things, right?
A few things, yeah.
Where's Sean? I don't see him on there.
Oh, I got my phone notes pulled up.
Yeah, he's got his camera turned on.
You don't want to look at me anyway.
Yeah, I gotta get mine.
So
anyway.
I'd say we're bifurcated, but I guess since there's three of us, we're trifurcated.
Mm-hmm.
we're all splitting.
So yeah, we're gonna make this happen. We're gonna
heck yeah,
get the episode recorded and have fun.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. Okay. So do you have? It is different, but hey, thanks to technology, it works. So we're making it work. So.
Oh yeah.
So, well, Sean, let's get right to it. What are we going to talk about?
This is your pick, and it is El Duende. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you off air, I was watching one of my car restoration shows on Netflix called Tex-Mex Motors. And his nickname is Scooter. And he and Rabbit, they're two guys that go across the border and buy vehicles, and then they bring them back to El Paso, and then they restore them and, you know, sell them. And El Duende was written on a Lamborghini Diablo, and Rabbit was like, "The heck's that mean?" And Scooter was like, "Oh, it's you know, folklore, and you know, Mexican lore and all this." And so I was like, huh, El Duende. All right. So I wrote it down, and that's how I came up with the topic. You never know.
You never know where it comes from.
I know. Sure. Can you imagine a car show? That's awesome.
Exactly. All right. I just lost everything I had on my screen here. I see Nate, but I don't have my notes. So
I ate them.
Did you eat them?
You can't say the dog ate them on this one.
Yeah.
You want me to get foundation?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can do that. El Duende is a humanoid figure of folklore with variations from Iberian, Ibero-American, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correct, and Latin American cultures comparable to dwarves, gnomes, or leprechauns.
I like these guys.
I like it a lot. Yep, I'm so excited to get back into a leprechaun talk. I can't really stand it.
Yeah, yeah. Now watch out; they'll steal your churros.
Sneak some dwarves in there. What's that? Yeah, some churros, not Cheerios, but churros. Yeah.
Did you say sneak some dwarves in there? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, sneak. Yeah, something like that.
They're easy to sneak in. They're small.
Teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny. All right. Thank you for the foundation. I'm going to start here on the El Duende. Mm-hmm. Is it evil entity or is it a protector? This article says. It says, beware, a Latin American mother told her children before they went to bed, he's out there waiting for the right moment. El Duende will take you away in the middle of the night to cave in. I'm sorry. In the middle of the night to his cave in the middle of the forest. He'll keep you there and no one will know because you'll be deep in the forest where nobody can hear you scream. That's real nice, Mom. Says, based on that motherly advice, El Duende sounds like someone or something no child wants to mess with. And further investigation of El Duende seems to confirm this. According to legend, this elf-like creature either dwelled in the forest or lived inside children's bedroom walls. It is said that when the opportunity arises, El Duende will lead children deep into the forest to his cave or will come out of the walls to clumsily clip a sleeping child's toenail, most often taking the entire toe off. It is no wonder why,
Wow.
that's crazy. It
That's
is
wild.
no wonder why El Duende is feared. After all, with such a warning, El Duende should be viewed as an evil entity, but nothing is black and white as with this legend. And if you get lost and need some help, another mother may say, El Duende will be there to guide you safely. So there you go. Is it evil entity or a protector? I don't know.
They sound creepy.
They said, I know, and I don't want to cut my toenails. How about that? I
No,
don't want
they'll
my
cut them right
toes
off.
cut off. Right.
They'll cut them right off. That's good. Call you stubby.
No, leave my toes.
Yeah, right.
It's interesting because this goes into so many different variations, and I had no idea this stuff like went this deep. But they said the Spanish folklore is rich in tales and legends about various types, and I mean, there's, oh goodness sakes, 20 of them. And then each one of these types they dive into, like there, some of them are like attractive and beautiful to look at, and but they that's how they lure you in, and there's just so many that I mean, and then there's some that you know are basically like what we're used to as elves, and you know they just talk about like kind of the history of all those, but so Spain has so many different variations. Like I said, there's like got to be at least 15, 20 of them. Portugal has their own look into them in Latin America, but then also the Philippines and the Mariana Islands. So it's this is something that goes pretty deep, like you said, into Latin, but then also other parts of the world. And it says the Chamorro people of the Marianas Island tell tales of, whew, I have no idea how to say, Tata Mona, Duendes, and other spirits. And El Duende or Duende, according to the Chamorro English Dictionary, is a goblin, elf, ghost, or spook in the form of a dwarf. That's kind of convoluted. A mischievous spirit which hides or takes small children. Some believe the Duende to be helpful or shy creatures. Doesn't sound shy. While others believe them to be mischievous and eat misbehaving children or just their toes. Gosh, but that's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
Looks like they made a movie, El Duende, in 2019. It's all Hispanic cast and director and writer, so I imagine it will probably be subtitled.
Yeah,
Be
I
my guess.
hope.
Oh my gosh.
Is it just called El Duende? Like, yeah, it
Yep.
just called.
El
Yeah.
Duende, horror thriller.
Horror thriller. Nice.
Maybe
Interesting. Yeah, I like it. It says
something
here, what?
to
Oh,
watch.
go ahead.
It
Do
might be
what?
fun to watch,
Yeah.
even if you have
I'm not.
to read the entire movie.
Yeah, I'm not big on subtitles, but that's all right. I have watched two or three movies with subtitles, and it's.
You get used to it.
After, yeah, you get used to it a little bit. Then what the problem is I forget to watch the movie. I just read the whole.
Yeah, you're just reading.
I'm like, wait a minute. Oh gosh. It
What I just
says
missed.
whether good, evil, or mischievous, the legend of El Duende has been garnering a lot of attention on the internet and in Hollywood. There you go with the movie. Is it possible that this beast of lore from Latin American countries is going to follow in the same way the legend of Chupacabras? It's
Oh.
possible. Then again, El Duende is a legend, and nobody is sure how many are out there. And what they say is they actually ask if it could possibly be a cryptid, such as Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and other cryptids. So there's, in this article, there's discussion, and it says cryptozoologists are looking for the real El Duende. So even Bigfoot enthusiasts are looking for this creature, or whatever it is.
Are they after your lucky charms, though? That's what, like the leprechaun.
No, it doesn't say anything about
Dang
the
it. Yeah, your
no. Now
nachos.
you know.
I was
Did
gonna
you
say it's gonna
say
be the Spanish or the
yeah?
Latin form of
Nachos.
chimichangas.
John, did you say what duende means?
I don't think I said that. No.
So the name is derived from the Spanish word, okay, duende, meaning goblin.
Yeah, I don't think I
Okay.
specified that.
Explain that the Duende, that's what is, yeah, it's Duende with an I, or El Duende, was different from another famous cryptid, Bigfoot. So yeah, so it means goblin. Interesting.
Cool.
This is a little bit offshoot, but I heard this morning on the radio. Do you guys remember the restaurant Chi-Chi's?
Oh yeah.
They're
Yeah.
coming back.
Oh
They
wow.
are bringing them back across the country, and then I don't know, they're talk about some in Indiana.
Chinese are coming back.
Wouldn't that be cool though? Like, I'm like, they were so
Is
excited
the
on the
host
radio.
Mel Duende?
They could all that. Awesome, right? They said there's still some Chi-Chi's out there that like have never no, they're just sitting empty as an old Chi-Chi's, you know, like
Yeah.
let's just revamp them. But I was
Well,
excited to hear about that.
that takes me back to the 90s. And
Exactly, yeah.
I didn't think I liked Mexican food back then. So when all my friends, out of high school or after high school, even as couples, they would go and I wouldn't go. Or one time I went and I ate like chicken tenders. And now I love Mexican food. So that'd be great. Now I can experience my Chi-Chi's,
Yeah.
while everybody went there. Because man, it was always packed.
Well,
That was a popular place.
as I understand it, the people that still have the rights to Chi-Chi's, because they still have, I mean, they still sell product, but they don't have any restaurants anymore. And they said that Hormel bought the rights to them and wants to start like opening restaurants again. So that's the plan, is that they're going to work together and open up. I don't know how many at first, but you know, it might be kind of a slow start, but they're coming back in some form or fashion. So that'll be fun. I had so this just says El Duende, San Pedro folklore. Do not go like you. This is kind of similar to what you're talking about, Todd. But do not go to the bush to cut firewood, nor look for coconut husks, or El Dueño or Del Monte will get you. This was a common threat in the 1940s and 50s, which mom would use when she needed the children at home for some chores rather than going to the bush. The children, of course, preferred going to the bush for the thrill of some adventure. It was not that they liked cutting firewood, but hunting for bird nests and raiding the eggs was a thrill in itself. It was also drinking fresh coconut water or hunting for cocoa plums or sea grapes. A trip to the bush would also run you the lack of killing some wild bird, a bush hog, or even deer. It says, now, how would mom's funny threats about El Dueño de Monto scare anyone and keep him out of the bush? El Dueño de Monto or El Duende. Those who saw him, he was about 3 feet tall, wore a wide-brimmed hat. Sometimes he wore a red hat and animal skins for clothing. Dad said that El Duende protected the animals in the bush and would get very angry when the little boys killed birds without reason. Mom said one could kill a bird if he would eat it, but to shoot one with a sling shot just to prove one's talent was wrong. El Duende was a daytime creature who would roam the bush and watch you mysteriously if you were killing animals. Sometimes El Duende would get tired and sit at the foot of a tree and fall asleep. He would transform itself into red clay. Anyone spotting it would think it was some Maya artifact, but if you took it home, he would escape during the night. Therefore, you could bet your sweet lip that if you found a clay figurine in the bush, you wouldn't even want to touch it. That's interesting,
There's a
right?
lot of different stories.
Shapeshifter, kind of.
I have a different one. El Duende is referred to as an evil being. It is said that he is a little dark-skinned man of very short stature, always dressed in an elegant green suit, and always wearing a big hat or sombrero. It is said that the Duende only appears to single women, either on remote roads to rural villages or underneath the nance tree. It's a shrub native to Costa Rica and El Salvador and Honduras. And it produces a delicious yellow fruit about the size of the fruit of a coffee bean. Or when women are alone in their houses, it will also appear to them. Says
Sneaky little devils.
the Duende is a an enamorado or playboy, if you would,
Oh.
who offers many gifts and wealth to girls so that they go away with him. If a girl does not recognize the Duende, and accepts any of these things that he offers her, then she will remain enchanted by the evil powers of the Duende. It is said that because of the tricks of the Duende, some girls have become mute and even mentally impaired. If the girls do not pay attention to the Duende, then he chases them about. He throws little rocks at their windows at night and also throws cow dung on them.
Nice.
It is said that if the Duende appears to a girl, the best thing that she can do is to remain calm, to act in a friendly way, and when the Duende offers wealth to the girl must ask him to bring her something impossible. The most common thing is to ask the Duende to bring a basket filled with water from a river, as it is impossible to fill a basket with water. Then the Duende will disappear due to the frustration, and he will never return to bother the girl who requests such a gift from him.
So they're
There
girl
you
crazy. They just need a
go.
girlfriend. Just one. They don't need 52.
Yeah.
This is interesting, though. I got this kind of delves a little bit deeper into some weirdness. What happens if the Duende is caught in the bush or catches you in the bush? Well, he will take you to his dwelling, which was a spot deeper in the woods, probably a cave. But there was a way to escape him. You only had 4 fingers and no thumb. So if you surprised him, you could hide your thumb in the palm of your hand, and he would think you were one of his, and he would leave you unharmed. In this respect, El Duende was just like Sissimoto, something, another folklore character in San Pedro. Most of the evil characters were scared away if you made the sign of the cross with sticks or even with your fingers. But El Duende was not an evil character, so he was not scared away by the cross. In fact, El Duende was a friendly character and only punished you if you were killing too many animals or doing mischief in the bush. He would frequently be spotted, especially during the Lenten season and especially on Good Fridays. El Duende was identified by a piercing whistling, and that was his weakness. Anyone whistling in the bush was a target of an attack by him. This is why they used to say, never whistle while you are in the bush, or you will be calling the Duende to attack you. 25 years ago, if anyone saw a strange man in the village and he would ask you to follow him, you would be sure not to, because he could be the infamous Duende or El Duende. Isn't
That
that weird?
is weird. Nate, you were talking about what he looked like. I've got a couple things here. It's funny how they all describe the El Duende, and there's many descriptions of what this creature could look like. This one says, the description of the creature was that of being 3 to 4 feet tall, which we've all kind of said that it's short in stature, with heavy shoulders, long arms, brown hair, flat yellowish faces, and long hair down the back of the neck and its back. So that's like completely different than like a ladies' man. Says, interestingly, Belize is the home of several primate species such as the spider monkey and howler monkey. The description seemingly matches those of the spider monkey, although the size given doesn't match the actual species. Says, however, there are more descriptions that match the Duende of legends. Bigfootencounters.com says that Sanderson also wrote that some eyewitnesses saw the Duende carrying or wearing dried palm leaves that looked like some type of hat. It says Sanderson stated in his account that the Mayans believed in a deity that looked like a very small man wearing a big hat and nothing else. So I guess he's out there loving every minute of it. According to their myths, this deity roamed the forest. This being supposedly came out of hiding to place gifts before temples. It says, while this version of the Duende legend gives one the impression that it is a myth among the tribal people of Central America, truth is that the Duende legend has many of its roots in Europe, as you said, Sean, earlier. So yeah, it's just funny how all the descriptions vary. Some things are similar, and then some things are like completely different. So I think that's kind of funny. And yeah, he wears a hat and nothing else. Like, oh man,
What you
come
looking at?
on, El Duende. Nice hat.
My hat's up here.
No, oh man, oh gosh, yeah. I guess. Oh, they also said that if they do wear clothes, a lot of the clothing is made from animal hide. So, yeah. So, anyway, do you guys have anything else on this El Duende creature?
Do we want to
I'll
meet
tell
him?
you what,
I do not, but
I think they'd be fun to meet, but on the other hand, I don't want to meet them.
I'm start licking your
like a lot of the creatures we talked about. I don't know. I think it'd be cool, but then I don't know if you can fully trust them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look at some little short creature with just a hat and totally naked. I'll say, put some clothes on, boy.
Looks like
Then
it's
I'm gonna
cold out here.
yeah.
I was
Yeah, I was in
the pool.
yeah. So the El Duende, kind of funny, I would say. Kind of a fun story. Did you guys have anything else or no? I didn't hear
No,
you.
I love the fact that they're a mix between leprechauns, gnomes, goblins, dwarves. It's just kind of a mismatch of all of
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I said,
hybrid.
a lot of Bigfoot hunters look for this type of creature, so I think that's kind of funny. So, yeah, is it a cryptid, you know? Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? That's funny. Well, that's the El Duende. There you go. I think the creepies will get a kick out of this episode. I did. I did anyway.
Yep.
I'm just glad we didn't have too many things to pronounce that were difficult. El Duende is not too bad. El Duende.
I think Nate just had one word that's kind of weird,
Yeah. Whatever word
Which
was
meant
for Playboy.
dead sexy.
Playboy, isn't that something? I didn't think when diving into the El Duende, we would be calling him a playboy. That's
no. Yet.
wow. Well, when you just wear a hat, nothing else. Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, hey, Nate, why don't you help us out of here, brother?
El Duende is nothing to lose a toe about, so that's a wrap.
Oh man, I can feel the pain right now. Feeling my toe, I gotta cut my toenails. How about that? I ain't gonna have the El Duende do it. Well, thank you, Nate, and we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle Age Mini 180 and our discussion on the interesting and I'll say weird El Duende. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.